You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Conrad. Good morning, Everett. I want to talk to you this morning just for a minute about prayer. When I was younger, prayer used to really intimidate me. Do you know what the word intimidate means? What do you think it means, Conrad? The really frightened, the one person is frightened and the other person's kind of like that. Yeah, intimidated is kind of when you're scared, when you're nervous, when you're unsure, when you just are uncertain. And I used to feel intimidated by prayer because I thought that prayer was mostly about the words that I said, and I had to make sure I closed my eyes and make sure I folded my hands. I thought that prayer was about what I did, that I had to do it just right, and I had to say just the right words. But you know what? That's not how God's love works. And there are all kinds of ways that we can pray. One, we can pray with our words, but we can also pray with our silence. What else can we pray with? How else can we pray, do you think? We just prayed singing the Kyrie, right? We can pray with singing and with song. How else can we pray? Everett? We can pray like that. I think we can, yes, Conrad? Oh, I love that. You can do something kind. Kindness can be the offering of a prayer. How about coloring or painting or drawing? I think that coloring or painting or drawing can be a prayer. You can draw a prayer, absolutely. You can write a prayer, yes. I have kept prayer journals for years and years where I write out my prayers. How about playing? Have you ever thought that playing could be a prayer? You've thought about that, Sawyer? That when we play, we could be praying to God, offering our play and our joy to God. How about when we cry? Do you think our tears are a prayer? I think so too. So I just want you to begin to think about prayer being much bigger than sitting really still and folding your hands and closing your eyes and saying the right words. Because God loves us so much that we can come to God anywhere, anytime, no matter what we do, and we can offer ourselves and our heart and our minds and our bodies to God. And God receives it with love. Love is a prayer. That's beautiful. I do think love is a prayer. That's beautiful. Well, will you pray with me? This time we will pray with words. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for prayer. Help us to learn and remember that prayer can be lots of different things. That we can come to you anytime. Anywhere, no matter what. And you hear us and receive our prayers with love. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming forward. You can go to Children's Church with Kelly, who's going to talk a little bit more about prayer.